Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is 2 Chronicles Chapter 36. And without wasting time, let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for protecting us, for guiding us, for being with us. I thank you for all the small things that you do in our lives that you take for granted, Almighty Father. We pray that may you have mercy on us when we have gone wrong, when we have offended you, in our thoughts, in our actions. May you come and be with us. May you come and guide us. And may come and continue showing us your direction. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let us start today's Wonder Chapter. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, son of Josiah, and made him king in Jerusalem in place of his father. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. The king of Egypt dethroned him in Jerusalem and imposed on Judah a heavy levy of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. The king of Egypt made Eliakim, a brother of Jehoahaz, king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed Eliakim's name to Joachim, but Necho took Eliakim's brother Jehoahaz and carried him over to Egypt. Joachim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked him and bound him with bronze and shackles and took him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also took to Babylon articles from the temple of the Lord and put them in his temple there. The other events of Joachim's reign, the detestable things he did, and all other things are found against him, are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Joachim, his son, succeeded him as king. Joachim was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months and 10 days. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. In the spring, King Nebuchadnezzar sent for him and brought him to Babylon, together with articles of value from the temple of the Lord, and made Joachim's uncle Zedekiah king over Judah and Israel. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke the word. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him take an oath in God's name. He became stiff-necked and hardened his heart, and would not turn to the Lord, the God of Israel. Furthermore, all the leaders and the priests and all the people became more and more unfaithful, following the detestable practices of the nations and defiling the temple of the Lord, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, sent word to them through his messengers again and said, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place, but they mocked the God's messenger, despised his words, and scoffed at the prophets until the wrath of the God arose against his people, and there was no remedy. He brought up against them the king of the Babylonians, who killed their young men with swords in the sanctuary, and did not spare young men and young women, the elderly and the infirm. God gave them all into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. He carried to Babylon the articles from the temple of God, both large and small, and the treasures of the Lord's temple, and in the treasures of the king and his officials. They set fire to the Lord's temple and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. They burnt all the palaces and destroyed everything of value there. He carried into exile to Babylon the remnant who escaped from the sword and became servants to him and his successors until the kingdom of Persia came to power. The land enjoyed its servants' rest all the time of its desolation it rested, until 70 years were completed in fulfillment with the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and also to put into writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, said. The Lord, the God of heavens, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up and may the Lord their God be with them. And this is where our wonder chapter ends. It's relatively a short wonder chapter. And I just have two messages that I wanted us to pick. The first one comes from verse 15. It says, the Lord, the God of their ancestors, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place. Amen. We see the Lord Almighty sending messengers to these people who are sinning over and over and over again. He didn't do it once, he didn't do it twice, he didn't do it thrice, but he did it consecutively. This just shows you how much that the Lord really loves them and how much that the Lord really loves us. Amen. He could have decided to wake up and send fire and burn all these people or destroy them in a blink of an eye, but this is the Lord our God coming to plead with fellow humans. I don't know if this shows you just how much the Lord loves us, just how much he, I don't even know how to put it, that instead of punishing us for all the evils that we have been doing, the Lord humbles himself. The Lord comes down and continuously sends messengers to come and direct us. But because we are too busy, but because we do not really care, we don't give him time. And that's what exactly verse 16 says. But they mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at the prophets until the wrath of the Lord was aroused against his people, and there was no remedy. We are always too busy. We are always doing our things that we can't see. You know, we are too blind mostly by the things of the earth. Everyone just wants success and prosperity, authority, name it. But no one wants to sit down and take some time and focus on their lives and meditate and see the things that the Lord is doing. This is the Bible challenges us. It tells us that the Lord is sending messengers. The Lord is sending us signals over and over and over and over again out of his love. But we do not hear, we do not give him time. And it's going to come at a cost, come one day. The Bible is telling us that we ought to clear ourselves. We have to meditate and give time to the Lord. Amen. We have to prioritize the things that we need, and the Lord should be on top of that list. That's what I had for today. Get some time. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 36. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us at Daily Grace with Alan, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, Daily Grace with Alan. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, where you are from, you pray that may you forgive us. May you continue protecting us and guiding us and being with us in everything that we do. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.